I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is it possible to hit 1,000 nanograms per deciliter of total testosterone naturally? What I'm going to do is look at how we can attain such a high level of natural testosterone production, and we'll dive deep into the major factors that can contribute to this, and also some key points that men need to consider when trying to optimize their testosterone. So before we get into this, I do want to emphasize the crazy changes that have occurred in the reference range of total testosterone. Now, many clinical blood testing facilities and labs are now reducing the normal reference range for total testosterone. Now, this is crazy to think about this because, you know, if we look at it in this sense, we are not the same man that our grandfather was. And it's really interesting to see how over time, the average or the normal reference range for testosterone has actually decreased so dramatically due to the massive decline in the average level of testosterone in a man today. So interestingly, this study here looked at the population decline in total testosterone, and after controlling for confounders, including year of study, the age, race, BMI, comorbidity status, alcohol and smoking use, the level of physical activity, total testosterone was lower among men in the later, so from 2011 to 2016 versus earlier 1999 to 2000 cycles. Mean total testosterone decreased from a roughly 605 nanograms per deciliter to 567 nanograms per deciliter in 2003. Looking in 2011, 424 nanograms per deciliter. 2013, 431 nanograms per deciliter. 2015, 450 nanograms per deciliter. So we can see that the mean or the average level of testosterone has decreased so much over the years that they've now had to reduce the reference range, which is absolutely crazy. So why do so many men have low testosterone? Now, obviously, this is a very broad and complex discussion, but here what I'm going to do is look at the key drivers behind why so many men suffer from low testosterone. Now, I do want to emphasize that there will be a hidden cause of low testosterone that will be discussed shortly. So please make sure that you stick around as I will be sharing a pretty underground or lesser known cause of low testosterone. So from a lifestyle perspective, and this is not in any particular order, these are just the major drivers that I consider to be contributing to such low average levels of testosterone. So looking from a lifestyle perspective, from the nutrition standpoint, I mean, this is quite obvious that, you know, various foods can dramatically affect hormonal output, mitochondrial function, gut health. All of these things are linked. And so nutrition is going to have a massive impact on the quality of your hormonal system. And so what we do know is that, you know, very, very low fat diets are known to lower testosterone. So dropping fat intake massively can lower testosterone. We also know that the opposite is true. Very, very low carbohydrate diets are known to decrease free testosterone by driving up sex hormone binding globulin, or SHBG. In addition, we can see that from an exercise standpoint, I mean, exercise is also going to have either a positive or negative effect on testosterone. So we know that ultra endurance training or very intense long duration exercise activities can decrease testosterone by increasing cortisol output. Whereas on the other hand, if we look at very explosive, short duration, high impact, high intensity, high power output activities, these have been shown to actually boost testosterone. And then sort of linking back in with the nutrition, various nutrient deficiencies have been shown to lower testosterone. Vitamin D, for example, simply being low in vitamin D is going to have a massive effect on your maximal or your potential for maximal testosterone production. Then if we take a look at obesity, I mean, obesity is known to drive up inflammation. I mean, you guys should probably know this by now, and this is quite obvious, but obesity can contribute to various disease states, and in addition can increase the activity of the aromatase enzyme, which is actually the enzyme that converts testosterone into estrogen. So by being obese, we're actually converting more of our testosterone into estrogen. And this can have a negative effect in men when in excess. From the environmental perspective, I mean, we know that plastics, these xenoestrogens, artificial light, so artificial blue light exposure, and also EMFs, so electromagnetic frequencies, are also known to massively affect the testicles to actually function. I mean, we've seen studies that show that EMF exposure near the testes can actually damage sperm production. It can damage the Leydig cells and affect testosterone output. So again, we need to be making sure that we're avoiding long-term close exposure to these EMFs. And by the way, guys, if you do want to learn more about some of these environmental factors and lifestyle habits, I do have a free training on how to boost testosterone as high as possible. It goes through all of this in a lot more detail, so be sure to check that training out in the video description down below. It's something that I put together that goes through all of the various ways in which we can boost our testosterone and avoid many of these testosterone blockers. Now, going back to some of the pharmaceutical drugs and illicit drugs, I mean, there are many over-the-counter drugs and also pharmaceutical drugs that have been shown to affect reproductive hormone output, and then also they can damage the testes by increasing oxidative stress. Now, this is only the case with certain pharmaceutical drugs and does not apply to, you know, all drugs over the counter and as prescription. In addition, we see so many men have low testosterone due to anabolic steroid abuse or not knowing how to use them. And also SARM usage, which is selective androgen receptor modulators, which have been shown to be very suppressive and can lower testosterone production for many, many months after stopping. And then finally, looking at heavy metal toxicity. So various forms of heavy metals such as mercury, arsenic, lead, cadmium. Many of these are known to actually accumulate and saturate in the testes, and they can actually damage sperm production and affect Leydig cell function, which is ultimately going to lead to compromised testosterone production. I'd like to ask you guys a question. Which man in society does not want to have high testosterone? I mean, if you're a productive man in society wanting to build, contribute to the world, wanting deep, meaningful connections and relationships, with sheer discipline, sheer willpower and resilience, I mean, testosterone can fuel all of that. Testosterone is a major driver behind pro-social behaviors. And the guys that claim that they don't need high testosterone, in my opinion, I think that they are simply fooling themselves. And they think that, you know, testosterone doesn't matter or it doesn't really have any effect. But I think we as men need to really emphasize and prioritize this hormone if we want to have the best quality of life. And in addition, I mean, what we also know is that low testosterone is actually associated with an increased risk of all-cause mortality. So there's research showing that low testosterone can increase the risk of various types of diseases. So what does it actually take to hit 1,000 nanograms per deciliter of total testosterone production? Now, many of you already have probably seen my blood test results where I was able to get my total testosterone production right near 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. And obviously there was a range of things that I did to get it there. But just taking a look at this list here, I mean, number one, we need to make sure that, you know, we're being really strict with your nutrition 90% of the time. So obviously nutrition, as I alluded to previously, is going to impact the way in which your body prioritizes energy. If you're fueling your body with the right nutrients, and you know, you're achieving your daily intake of certain macronutrients and you're, you know, not in a caloric deficit, which is known to, you know, disrupt testosterone production, you know, things like addressing nutrition needs to be a first and foremost priority for guys that really care about boosting their testosterone. In addition, men need to be prioritizing sleep, and I mean high quality deep sleep. I've covered tons of videos on my channel looking at various sleep hacks and ways in which we can boost sleep. Even on my Instagram page, there's different ways in which we can boost sleep. But I think ideally we're looking for at least 7.5 hours or 7.5 hours ideally if you're lifting weights or doing some sort of heavy strength training. In addition, I believe it also requires men to utilize advanced supplementation protocols. So the guys that have already joined my testosterone optimization course will know about these advanced supplementation strategies and protocols. And I do think there are various supplements in which can have a very positive effect on testosterone production and output. Looking at the environmental changes, I mean, we need to be making sure we're avoiding mold exposure. We need to make sure that we're actually waking up in the morning, going outside and, you know, getting sunlight on our face and our body, and even on our testes, which I've got a video coming up soon on that topic. Red light therapy is also an important component of boosting testosterone as high as possible naturally. Red light therapy does have some pretty promising research to support ATP production in the Leydig cells. So red light therapy is also a powerful modality to support testosterone production. I also think heavy weight training or HIIT, high intensity interval training, is also incredibly important to max out our testosterone. This is something that I personally adhere to about, you know, 4 or 5 days a week at least, where I'm doing some degree of heavy weight training, making sure to hit legs twice a week or so to release the most amount of growth hormone and testosterone and DHT. Men need to also avoid testosterone blockers. So things like soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, canola oil, and also like fluoride and things like that. These are things that can massively affect testosterone production, and they need to be avoided by men. And then finally, we have the icing of your balls. I mean, many of you on this channel are probably regularly icing by now, but if you're not already icing your balls, make sure that you're incorporating this into your routine, as this has been shown to preserve fertility and assist with testosterone output. And then finally, looking at the grand picture and the overall picture, we need to also ensure that we're optimizing the other hormones in the body. So not just focusing on, you know, testosterone, but also thyroid hormone. So T4, T3, reverse T3, TSH. We also need to consider prolactin. Prolactin can interfere with testosterone production, and then also dopamine. So dopamine production and output can assist with testosterone production as well. So as I mentioned, there was going to be a hidden cause of low testosterone, and that is a varicocele. In a normal man's testes, the veins that drain back towards the body are, you know, a normal size. But what actually happens in the case of a varicocele, is that the veins are actually enlarged, and it's considered to be like a bag of worms if you were to physically palpate that or actually touch that area. There'll be a bag of worms feeling. And what we've seen in some of the studies is that by addressing a varicocele, we can see a massive increase in the mean serum testosterone levels after operation. So there are a few ways to tackle a varicocele. So we'll go into exactly more about the feeling and sensation. So large varicoceles can often be seen with the naked eye, or a patient can feel something resembling a bag of worms in their scrotum. More commonly, however, a varicocele is only detected upon examination by a physician. Thus, the best way to detect a varicocele is by careful physical examination by a urologist. So just a really important point for men out there, if they physically feel like they have a varicocele, make sure you get it examined by a urologist or your physician, just to rule that out, because some men that have low testosterone actually have a varicocele and they've had it for years, but they never knew they had it. So just a reminder for what high testosterone feels like. High testosterone alongside having, you know, adequate levels of DHT and estradiol and all of the other hormones means that you can get an erection on demand anytime, anywhere. I mean, this is personally, this is how I think most men should feel every single day if they have optimized levels of hormones, and particularly testosterone, DHT, and estradiol. So I think the ability to achieve an erection with your partner or on a date, for example, it should come with ease. It shouldn't be a struggle to achieve an erection. Also, the inner confidence feeling that men experience with high testosterone is very noticeable. I mean, that's like the inner confidence. For example, let's say you're walking into a party, or you're about to go on a date, or for example, you're in a social setting. Men with high levels of testosterone are calm, and they exert a presence in the room. They feel that inner level of confidence. They also have very strong motivation and drive. So this is quite obvious because testosterone can actually affect dopaminergic activity and increase motivation and drive. High testosterone also impacts the ability to recover from workouts. As Dr. Andrew Huberman has alluded to, men that have high testosterone notice that it makes effort feel good. So we can see, men that actually have high testosterone, they actually seek out effort. They don't avoid effort. They're not lazy. And then we also have the social dominance effects, and then the pro-social behaviors with high testosterone. So as I said at the, during this video, if you do want to push your testosterone as high as possible naturally, and you're ready to really give it a crack, I do have a free training which goes through many biohacks, all the things that I did myself. And to be fair, I've spent well over $20,000 in the last 5 years investing in different supplements, trialing different training methods, experimented with different sleep protocols. I've used red light therapy. I've pretty much done it all. And that is why finally, when I got my own blood test result that came back, right near 1,000 nanograms per deciliter, I was like, all right, finally established that I know what works. And so I'm ready to share that with you guys. So make sure you check that training out down below.